how much is too much when it comes to drinking alcohol? A new federal analysis released just a few weeks ago raises concerns that even one drink a day increases your risk of cancer. That comes after a separate advisory by the U.S. Surgeon General, who said beverages should come with a label that warns consumers of that cancer risk. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
Lana Snyder sips on a quirk at Single Speed Brewery in Des Moines, Iowa.
It's a seltzer that they have here. It's one of my favorites that I have every twice a week.
She's the coach of a local running club. The group's semi-weekly runs always ends with this treat, a token for a free drink at the local brewery.
Like, we do enough running and we do enough other activities, and like one or two drinks doesn't seem to be a big factor health-wise.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy seems to disagree. Just days into the new year, Murthy issued new guidance that grabbed headlines. He called for an update on the warning labels on alcohol, directly addressing its link to cancer. The growing body of research supporting alcohol as a carcinogen is something that's not well known by the public. It's even taken experts like Michael Henry by surprise. He's the deputy director of the Holden Cancer Center at University of Iowa Healthcare.
For me personally, it was a revelation about the strength of the data. I had no idea how strong it was before I looked at it.
Henry says that the more you drink, the greater your risk is. That's because he says alcohol is converted into aldehyde when it enters the body. Research shows this chemical can damage the DNA in your cells.
It's very well established that cancer is a genetic disease that is driven by accumulation of mutations in disease. And often that occurs over a lifetime.
Cancer is just part of a long list of health issues linked to alcohol. The World Health Organization says it plays a role in more than 200 diseases, injuries, and health conditions, including liver and heart diseases, and even mental health issues like depression.
There is this emerging consensus that there really aren't any health benefits of drinking alcohol.
That's Paul Gilbert. He's an associate professor at the University of Iowa College of Public Health. Gilbert says people may remember the widely cited studies that found drinking red wine in moderation improves heart health. He says experts now say these studies might be flawed.
They weren't done quite as well, quite as rigorously as we would do today. So it kind of casts some doubt on those findings.
But not everyone agrees. The National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine released a controversial evidence review last month that found moderate drinking could be linked to some cardiovascular health benefits. The review is expected to influence the updated U.S. dietary guidelines coming out this year. Current guidelines recommend no more than 2 drinks per day for men, 1 for women. But federal data show many Midwesterners already exceed that. And recent trends suggest drinking among some groups, like women, are increasing. This could affect breast cancer rates years down the road, Gilbert says.
This could be an effect that we don't fully see for, you know, 1, 2, 3 more decades from now, knowing that, you know, cancers don't just pop up spontaneously.
But Gilbert says social patterns tend to shift slowly. He expects this to be the case for alcohol, as it was for smoking. And he says while it's possible drinking alcohol may have no health benefits, there are often social benefits surrounding its use. Back at Single Speed Brewery, Eric Schmidt says he enjoys hanging out with his running group. He says he often grabs a beer, but tonight he's drinking a non-alcoholic IPA. He says over the past year, he's cut back on alcohol. He says he feels better without it.
I enjoy sleeping a little bit better. I wear my watch to bed, and it monitors your sleep, and I actually do notice a difference.
Schmidt says he's not very concerned about long-term health risks tied to alcohol use, like cancer, but says he's just getting more motivated to be healthier as he grows older. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis.